Spain has the best language as well, all right? Spain definitely has the best language. Spanish is a great language. We've got lots of languages in Spain. Now, Britain, you have come up with some of the best swear words. But Spain, I think, have you beat on that as well. And to prove it, I'm going to tell you a story about the first time my mother met my Spanish grandmother, all right? Now, my Spanish grandmother, when my mom met her in the 80s, had been living out in Morocco for 40 years because after the Spanish Civil War, during the Spanish Civil War, people fled. And the people who were exiled from Spain, they ended up all over the globe. And my family ended up in Morocco, speaking French and Spanish. And they didn't move back to Spain until late in the 70s because Franco was in power, fascist dictator for nearly 40 years. Did you all know this? Yeah? Still went on fucking holiday there, though, didn't you, all right? Fickle people, the British, all right? I just want to point this out. All I'm trying to say is, if Nazi Germany had had some nice coastlines and some sunshine, if Goebbels had focused more on tourism than propaganda and Hitler popped up some parasols, okay, British people would have been like, well, how many Jews are we talking about right now, okay? You know you would have, you Roald Dahl fuckers. So my Spanish grandmother had grown up in Morocco speaking both French and Spanish. Moved back to Spain in the 80s, she spoke broken French, broken Spanish, no English. My mom spoke English and a bit of Welsh. She picked up a couple of Spanish words while she'd been on holiday. She was panicking. My dad, Ignacio, she was like, I can't talk to her. Like, I don't know how to speak Spanish. And he said, Yvonne, it's easy. If you want to speak to a Spanish person, habla con tus manos, all right? Speak with your hands, gesticulate. That's how we communicate. My mother was like, okay, I think I've got enough. He left them alone. Now, my Spanish grandmother, out in the Moroccan sun for 40 years, she looked like a little angry raisin, okay? She had shriveled up. She was mortified by most things. My mother goes to say to her, she thinks, I'm going to ask her to go to the beach. I'm going to ask her to go to the beach. So she says to her, ¿Quieres venir? Which means, would you like to come? A la playa, to the beach. She's thinking, so far, so good. I fucking nailed it. She's very happy with herself. Would you like to come to the beach? Con, which means with. And my mother doesn't know the word for me, all right? It's migo. You say conmigo. My mother does know the word for I. Sir, if I was to say to you, would you like to go to the beach with I? You think, well, this is one pretentious motherfucker, but you'd probably go to the beach, right? Yeah, of course you would. Like, why not? So my mother says to her, ¿Quieres venir a la playa con... with yo, conyo, cunt. Now, my mother's never said this word in English, and here she is fluently spitting it at a Spanish woman sitting in a wheelchair. Would you like to come to the beach? ¿Quieres venir a la playa, conyo, cunt? She does the typical thing that all British people do. If someone doesn't understand you, you say it louder and louder and louder. Just like this swearing hurricane coming at my Spanish grandmother. She's looking at her like, what did this little bitch just say to me right now? She is losing her fucking mind. My mother's panicking. Why is she looking so angry at me? I don't understand. And then she goes like, ah, habla con tus manos, speak with your hands. Would you like to go to the beach? Cunt! All right, it's not working. It's not doing the trick. Now she's just got a naked sock puppet swearing at her, all right? It's not doing the trick.